With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Governor Steve Bullock released a state energy plan today. The governor called for a responsible development of all the state's energy resources. Corn Cates Carney reports.
Governor Bullock calls his plan a blueprint for Montana's future in energy development.
Montanans should determine our destiny, and that includes our energy future.
The plan requires legislative action. In the 2017 session, Bullock wants funding for energy projects, including $5 million for a revolving fund for energy conservation projects in schools and local governments. Bullock also wants funding to expand wind and solar power projects and find cleaner ways to burn coal. He says the state needs to capitalize on both its non-renewable and renewable energy sources.
You often hear that there's a false choice. A false choice that we can either address climate change or we can continue to produce power from coal, but not both. I reject this choice.
The impact of Bullock's plan could hinge on his ability to be reelected as governor. His Republican opponent, Greg Gianforte, questioned the timing of the governor's announcement, saying it took Bullock 4 years to come up with the plan. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Montana Senators Steve Daines and John Tester voted mostly along party lines last night on four proposals that would increase gun control in the wake of the recent mass shooting in Orlando. Of note was Democratic Senator Tester's nay vote on a measure to close a loophole on background checks, something he supported in the past. He says the amendment went a step too far and doesn't align with Montana's hunting heritage. The Montana Alzheimer's and Dementia Workgroup unveiled its suggestions yesterday to prepare for and address increasing cases of Alzheimer's disease. The group said Montana needs more high-quality, affordable home and community-based services for patients, as well as training and tools for healthcare providers so they can make accurate and early diagnoses. They also want to see more training and support for family caregivers and for respite workers to lessen the stress on family caregivers. Lynn Maloney, executive director of the Montana chapter of the Alzheimer's Association, says 19,000 Montana residents currently have some type of dementia. That number is expected to increase to nearly 27,000 by the year 2025. Wildlife groups in Idaho are offering rewards for information that would lead to the person or persons responsible for two separate poaching cases. Idaho Department of Fish and Game officials are tracking down whoever is responsible for the illegal killing of a young male grizzly bear found on June 4th and have upped the reward to $21,200. The bear was dumped on Idaho state land in Island Park near East Dry Creek off the Yale-Kilgore Road. A separate $10,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest and conviction of whoever illegally killed wolf pups after removing them from a northern Idaho den. The Center for Biological Diversity announced the reward yesterday following the killing of the pups that Idaho officials say happened in the middle of May. The center says the killing of the wolf pups is an example of why a federal monitoring program of Idaho wolf management should continue. The Idaho Department of Fish and Game is asking anyone with information to call the Citizens Against Poaching hotline. Callers can remain anonymous. The National Weather Service in Billings has issued a red flag warning for much of southeast Montana, in effect until midnight tonight. The warning cites high temperatures, low humidity, and gusty winds, and will likely impact the 1,400-acre wildfire currently burning about 25 miles southwest of Ashland. Tom Frieders is the warning coordination meteorologist in Billings.
We're anticipating temperatures mainly from 95 to 100 degrees, and humidities will drop into the right around 10% almost. So that combined with the gusty winds, any small flame or spark could promote pretty quick wildfire spreading.
Frieders says it's important to not have any open flames while the warning is in effect.
Making sure cigarettes are extinguished, making sure you avoid utilizing equipment out in field, make sure people avoid any kind of open flames or anything that might spark out there.
Frieders says the National Weather Service is in constant communication with the teams fighting the nearby wildfire. Montana has seen the biggest improvement in state rankings of child well-being, according to the 2016 Kids Count Data Book released today. The data book is compiled by the Annie E. Casey Foundation's Kids Count Project. The foundation measures trends in child well-being in the post-recession years. These include child well-being, education, health and family, and community factors. The report shows that in Montana, more kids are insured, fewer are dying, and the teen birth rate continues to drop. More information about Kids Count 2016 can be found at our website, mtpr.org. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Thanks for listening.